Basically, a dishwasher is a machine that cleans and rinses dirty dishes. Humans have to load the dishes, add detergent, set the proper washing cycle, and turn it on. But have you ever wondered what goes on inside the machine after you close the door? Let's discuss exactly how a dishwasher gets the job done. A dishwasher starts its cycle by taking in water from a pipe connected to your home's water supply. An inlet valve at the end of this pipe opens, which allows the water to enter under its own pressure. Although dishwashers are watertight, they don't actually fill with water. Just a small basin at the bottom fills up. There, a heating element, which is just a thick circular metal bar that gets hot when an electric current passes through it, gradually heats the water up to 75 degrees Celsius. That's far hotter than the water most people would use to wash by hand, which is why dishwashers remove more bacteria than ordinary hand washing. Then a pump, mounted behind the basin, pumps water up into the spray arms, where it is forced through small holes and sprayed onto the dirty dishes in the racks. Think about a garden hose with no nozzle. If you put your thumb over the end of the hose, decreasing the space for the water to come out, it sprays out more forcefully. The dishwasher's spray arms work on the same principle. The force of the water also makes the arms rotate, much like a garden sprinkler. A rubber seal around the door ensures no water can escape. After approximately 5 to 10 minutes, the detergent dispenser on the inside of the door automatically flips open so that the dishwasher tablet or powder falls into the bottom of the machine and dissolves in the hot water. The detergent then gets to work, washing everything inside and out. After the soapy water hits your plates, it falls back to the bottom of the machine, where it's heated up once more and pumped around the machine again. This cycle goes on for half an hour or so until all the dishes are clean. A filter at the bottom of the machine catches any large bits of debris, while smaller bits of food simply flush down the drain at the end of the wash cycle. At this stage, the dirty water drains down into the basin again, where the pump directs it into the drain pipe, which exits the back of the machine and is connected to the drain under your sink. The basin is then refilled with clean water, which is sprayed on the dishes to rinse them. This might make it sound as though the dishwasher is using a lot of water, but in fact, it can still use less than you do when you're washing up by hand. During the last rinse phase, the temperature rises again before the water drains and the dish is left to dry naturally. However, the heat left on the surfaces inside the machine helps the water to evaporate quickly. Some dishwashers have a dry cycle, during which the heating element at the bottom of the dishwasher heats the air inside to help the dishes dry. In addition, dishwashers have a control panel on the front which monitors that everything is running properly. A timer regulates the length of each cycle. A sensor detects the water temperature to prevent the dishwasher from overheating. And another sensor can tell if the water has reached a certain level and activates the closing of the inlet valve.